Welcome to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. The Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Services located here in Colorado Springs. They're a nonprofit organization focused on military veterans and their families. They provide incredible services for veterans and their families of any era, regardless of discharge status. That includes transition and employment, behavioral health, wellness, and resources for veterans and their families. Also proudly presented by USAA. USAA continuing on with that hiring effort. If you'd like to join that great team, just head over to usaajobs.com. Today on the podcast, we're focusing on new outreach programs, helping to bring much-needed optical resources to our area veterans, along with the new therapy options over at Mount Carmel. We're going to start things off with Kirsten Belair. She's the Director of Behavioral Health and Wellness for Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. And Kirsten, thanks so much for joining us. We've got our first podcast back here in the studio. No more Zoom, phone calls, everything. And it's great to have everyone in person for this time.
Yeah, thank you for having me here again and in person. It's fantastic. Good to see your face.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about all the behavioral health opportunities that are available at Mount Carmel for those who may not be as familiar.
Yeah, I always encourage people to check our website out because it kind of gives a little bit more in-depth information. But we have individual counseling, couples, family, youth counseling, group therapies, and alternative therapies. Our program really is designed to help those who have gaps in whether it's finances or accessibility. And so we have low to no cost services. And the way that we do that is we utilize three different types of clinicians. Mm-hmm. So we have licensed professionals, we have graduate interns from the accredited universities along the Front Range, and they're under the direct supervision of a licensed professional, and licensure candidates. We also have what we call a behavioral health gateway program. And the really cool thing about that is at no cost, you can sit down with somebody and we get a good scrub of the behavioral health needs. And then from there, determine together whether our program is a good fit or whether somebody else in the community would be a better fit for that person, okay, you know, based on insurance or schedule or location or again, needs.
And let's talk about some of the partnerships you have within the community. Obviously, it's an ongoing theme here on the Veterans Voice that it really takes a village and it's all about the partnerships. And that includes over in the behavioral wellness sector as well.
Yeah, absolutely. What I like about our community is, like you said, it is a community. And I think that our goal, especially the people that we partner with and Mount Carmel, our goal is to serve the veteran. And it's not just about us. And so the people that we partner with, we vet, we have long-term relationships with, and we feel secure in sending, you know, the individuals who, again, may not be a good fit for our program out into the community to get their needs met.
Exactly. And of course, you're also partnering with some other community volunteers for things like Tai Chi, yoga, and art therapy, not the traditional behavioral therapies that people might think walking in looking for help.
Absolutely, because we know that some people don't, either they've experienced and didn't like, or they've experienced and it didn't work, the classic four walls therapy. And so engaging in alternative options, I think, is really important so that people aren't feeling like they have to give up on their mental health wellness, but they can have different avenues. And so one of the new programs actually that we have is a music program, and Robert Scroggins is going to be speaking with you in a little bit. And so we're excited to kind of have that coming in. Because again, it doesn't always have to be talking about our struggles. It can just be playing music and community and expressing in different ways.
Yeah, and you know, let's talk a little bit about that, because you mentioned it is so important to have these non-traditional, because sometimes the four walls, laying on a couch, how does that make you feel? It tends to work for people, but then there's, you know, the other side where there's so many other options to get whatever you've been holding in out there and have that expression in a number of different ways.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned laying on a couch, because that's a little bit more of like the Freudian old school style. I don't know if people do that anymore. Maybe they do. And if they do and it feels weird, maybe you want to try somebody else. I don't know. But yeah, just overall, again, looking at the opportunities and experiences that you can have that are just as healing as the four walls talk therapy. And sometimes in conjunction. So for example, with veterans who are coming back with, let's say, PTSD or PTS symptoms, and they have the hyperarousal, we can talk about it and kind of get our brains wrapped around it as much as we can, but our bodies aren't in agreement with that. And so we're still feeling anxiety and stress within ourselves physically. And so tying, let's say, talk therapy with some trauma-informed yoga or Tai Chi or things that are going to get your sympathetic nervous system engaged and reduce that hyperarousal is important, but you couldn't have just done it alone.
Exactly. And that's also got to lower that barrier to entrance as well, because sometimes, especially, you know, talking with certain segments of our population, that therapy, talking to somebody, that vulnerability has a stigma already built up around it. So you get the non-traditional options, and that could help move towards the deeper, more foundational talk therapy, as we've mentioned, moving ahead.
Absolutely. And for example, this Friday evening, we have an art exhibition for like art that was done from veterans. And the stories, if you could hear them from the artists, are often, you know, I tried certain therapies, but then engaging in this art experience and, you know, processing my traumas or my struggles through art, and now having this product that just speaks to me, has been more effective maybe than even talk therapy. So we're excited to have that on Friday as well.
Exactly. There's a number of ways to help get that assistance, get these things put together. You'd mentioned it already, but if anyone wants more information as far as getting that behavioral health services, maybe wanting to take that first step, what's the best way to do so?
Yeah, so you can contact the front desk at 719-772-7000. I think that's right. And then the website is veteranscenter.org, or you can just Google Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center here in Colorado Springs.
Exactly. Well, that phone number is right, 719-772-7000. Kirsten Belair, thank you so much for everything you do for helping those who are in a time of need, especially within our veteran community.
Thank you. It truly is our honor to give back, to serve, and to walk alongside people as they journey through their recovery.
Exactly. Still ahead on the Veterans Voice, we're going to talk about some of the partnerships. We're going to dive into that music therapy that Kirsten mentioned. Also, some new partners helping out the ongoing effort over at Mount Carmel on the Veterans Voice podcast.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't beat USAA.
It was instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA, proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member pay for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Welcome back to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. The Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center here in Colorado Springs and presented by USAA. We've been talking about some of the health and behavioral wellness opportunities made available at Mount Carmel Veterans Services. Kirsten and I were earlier talking about some of the other ways that we have options to give back to the veterans. If it's maybe a different way to express what they're going through, maybe a lower entry barrier to help make things possible. Joining me now is a Mount Carmel ambassador, Robert Scoggins. You're working with the new music therapy program over at Mount Carmel. And thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
And let's talk a little bit just the overall use of music as that alternative therapy option. Before, we were talking with Kirsten about different ways we can all express ourselves. If, you know, maybe that four-wall talk approach doesn't work, there's other options. And music is a great way for people to get out and express what they've got going on in their heads.
Yes, it absolutely is. And I think you're using the right word, expression. We're more of a musical expression group. We're not necessarily therapy. I'm not a therapist. And really, we're existing just so, you know, people who are looking to get that expression of whatever you got inside. You know, the president just declared the end of the forever war, as he put it. And you know, a lot of other guys and girls are like me, where, you know, it may be over, but it doesn't feel like it all the time. And this, having this chance to use music as an expression to get some of that pent up anger or confusion or sadness or whatever you got going on in your life, you can kind of channel it and just let it go and have a great time while doing it.
Exactly. And, you know, tell me a little bit about, you know, your journey with this. And as you'd mentioned, you know, you've used this as a way, and let's dive into really how that music has helped you along this process.
Yes, I've become a big fan of all creative arts, really, and Mount Carmel has fantastic programs. And you know, really, I was looking for a place to fit in. But my background, I did Air Force Combat Rescue for about 12 and a half year career. I did that for most of the time. I did deployments to Balad, Iraq, Kandahar, Camp Bash in Afghanistan, Camp Lemonnier, Djibouti. There's no real quick or easy way to explain it, but when you get back, you're just different, you know? And I was very different. I went through a lot of anger issues, a lot of personality changes, and everything that you can imagine that falls within the spectrum of post-traumatic stress. Also had a traumatic brain injury, and some of the things that, you know, I was used to doing just would never work again for me, and I had to find that out the hard way. And there's a lot of other veterans in a similar situation. I actually wrote a book called Perspectives of Hope that we published in 2019 through Fidelity Publishing. And it was sort of my way to sort of condense all of my history into a story that that other veterans could relate to, that families of other veterans can see similar patterns within their loved ones. And it's sort of my roadmap is climbing out of it. And what I did was I used creative arts to do that.
Yeah, and let's talk about finding those creative arts and really using it as that roadway, because, you know, the book has got some amazing stories as far as how you did come to that and really came out of it, made those transitions, and really found that way to channel everything that you had brought home, as you'd mentioned, just not feeling the same as when you left.
Absolutely. Yeah. You really just don't feel the same. That's the best way to explain it. Life is just different. And in some ways you have to start over and figure out how you're going to go about building certain areas of your life again. Creative arts are fantastic. And I'm so grateful that that Kirsten has allowed me to build this program, because not only do we address music, but we're giving veterans something to do in their free time.
Yeah.
You know, we're giving something that they can do that's just for them. And, you know, that was very important for me. And so we're structuring it that way. I've gotten a lot of help from a lot of different therapy groups. And so I'm sort of, you know, borrowing and stealing ideas. But luckily it's all voluntary. I'm not making any money off of it. But we're having a great time. And it really allows the veterans to sort of have a little bit of structure in that free time where, you know, typically you may be prone to some self-destructive habit patterns. You know, there's a lot of you know, health issues, mental health issues that veterans in my situation and in their own specific situation deal with. And, you know, if you just pick up a guitar, or if you just, you know, pick up some karaoke on your cell phone and just go, you know, sing, spend your time singing, or whatever instrument you feel like playing. We have plenty of instruments for folks to borrow and use during our sessions. And, you know, it gives them something to do that's positive and that they can actually grow and see results from. And it's not going to do anything destructive. It's only going to help build their lives in a positive direction.
Exactly. You know, coming back from a lot of these situations, we've heard from so many veterans, it's that lack of structure that really, you know, creates, you know, that empty space that just makes things even worse, you know, coming back. So having these things to do. And again, you're a veteran. You've been through this. You've been in the same situation. So it's not like you don't know what you're talking about. And it's a lot of people helping people, which is so great at Mount Carmel, seeing, you know, other veterans give of their time to help other people who've been in a similar situation, or to walk alongside them and help with that ongoing recovery and getting back to that new normal, since I don't think anything's really going to be normal again.
Yes, it really is all about veterans helping veterans. And we're sort of building our own community. We're still small at this point. And so I'd really welcome anybody listening, if you're interested, you know, just come on out and give us a shot. You know, we find ourselves communicating pretty frequently during the week, and you know, sort of guiding this group and figuring out where we want to take these jam sessions. The main point of it is, whoever joins us, the veterans that show up and participate, those are the ones that actually own the group, and those are the ones, you're the one that actually is going to help us decide where we take this, whether we want to do any just do some cover songs and have fun each week, if we want to start creating our own music, or even if we want to start performing. You know, I've been asked by Mount Carmel, it's been suggested more than once, hey, you guys can come on out to some of our events and help us get some positive mojo going. So We can really, the sky's the limit. We can take this wherever we want. Eventually, we're actually going to decide on a name we'll vote on and turn this into, you know, go from a jam session to more of a Mount Carmel band.
Okay.
And it, how we go, the genres, the types of instruments, it really just depends on who wants to show up and join us.
Exactly. It's very representative of everyone that's a part of it and really showing that ownership. We talked with the art programs at Mount Carmel, some of the other visual arts, that having just being able to display it, being able to show this progress, show everything else, that's just as important as really anything else. And is this program geared at people who already might have a little bit more of a musical background, or is this open to anyone who just wants to come hang and maybe learn to pluck?
This is open to anybody. We've had everything from there's a pretty good concert musician that plays multiple instruments that's shown up. And we've had all the way down to someone who's shown up has never even owns a guitar that's never even played it. You know, that just was gifted a guitar but never plucked a string on it. So I can help get you to whatever, wherever you want to go. We can, as a group or individually, work on any skills. And if we need to start somebody off with just, hey, just be on beat at the one, and we'll go from there. If we need to start with just plucking one note at a time on whatever instrument you got, fine. We'll have fun doing it.
Exactly. It all takes that first step. And, you know, tell me a little bit about what you would say to somebody who might have some trepidation, maybe on the fence listening to this, thinking, you know, I'm feeling all this, but worried about taking that next step. What is your kind of message to other veterans who might just be kind of feeling it out, but still unsure if this is really the step that they want to take?
Yes. For those people out there, if you're listening, you know, give it a shot is all I would say. There's a lot of nervous tension, trepidation sometimes with music, but we're not playing in front of anybody else. It's a small group. It's veterans only. And, you know, quite frankly, we're better than the rest of the country. So, no, I'm just kidding. in my mind, veterans are, though. So, yeah. We're in our own group. You're in a protected environment. There's nothing else. Nobody's going to listen to you if you don't feel comfortable sharing your music. I'll take you in a corner and we'll figure out what we can do together to join the main group. Like I mentioned a minute ago, if we need to start somebody off on, hey, just pluck this one note on the one, and then we'll find a second one. And then pretty soon we'll get into harmony with the group of whatever song we're working on, and we'll just fall into rhythm. And that's something that a lot of veterans can understand and pick up fairly quickly.
Exactly. And, you know, and it's, again, it's an amazing program. It is led by other veterans. It's really self-ran, and it's people that really speak the same language, have walked down the similar paths, walked alongside each other, and continuing that now in this next phase of life. Robert Scaggins, thank you so much for everything you do, for your service to our country. If anyone wants more information about these jam sessions, being a part of the music therapy program over at Mount Carmel, how can they go about doing so?
Yeah, please feel free. You can email me. This information is on Mount Carmel's website and all their flyer information for this with their social media. But jrobert.scoggins, S-C-O-G-G-I-N-S, @gmail. And otherwise, you can just show up at Mondays at 5 o'clock, 1700 for you military types. Even if you're still active duty, Fort Carson, Peterson Air Force Base, Shreve, or wherever, just come on by, give it a shot, check us out, and have a good time doing it. If you're brand new and don't reach out to me, try to get there a few minutes early. I do check outside, but they shut the doors and I have to let you in after 5. So
again, that is Monday 5 to 6 at Mount Carmel's Chapel. There are personal instruments not required. You've got instruments to loan out.
We do have some. I encourage everybody to bring their own. We can help figure out a way to get your own if you need to. But that will just allow you to practice or jam away whenever you want.
Exactly.
At home. So,
well, Robert, thank you so much for doing this. Thank you for your service.
Thank you. Really appreciate your time.
Again, check out the book Perspectives of Hope. It's available wherever you get books. I assume Amazon, all the major book retailers.
Sure, Amazon. You can find it Barnes & Noble. I believe it's still at Target.
All right. Well, Robert Scaggins, he's a Mount Carmel ambassador working with the music therapy program. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on the podcast.
Thank you so much.
All right, we have more of the Mount Carmel Veterans Podcast still ahead.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't beat USAA.
It was instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA, proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member pay for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Welcome back to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. The Veterans Voice is a service at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and presented by USAA. One thing that Mount Carmel is always doing is working on finding new partners, new ways to bring that outreach and services to our veteran community. Joining me now is Keegan Meyer. He's the president of I Love Care, Inc. It's and Veteran Optometry Partners of America. And thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
Thanks, Andrew. Pleasure to be here. And yeah, and so it is kind of the I Love Care and the Veteran Optometry Partners. I have two names technically, but it's the same company.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about who you guys are, what you do, and the, you know, new partnership that you're having with Mount Carmel.
Sure. And actually, so we've been with Mount Carmel since 2019, July of 2019. So actually this month on the 17th will be our 2-year anniversary. And so we started with them basically just we're a private optometry practice that does annual eye exam and glasses for mainly veterans. Pretty much we started this business with Bob McLaughlin and Jay Cimino. We met these guys. I met them 2 years ago, and I said, hey, listen, is anyone doing eye exams for you? And they said no. And I said, well, I'd like to bring in and actually put an optometry practice within Mount Carmel to where we could service veterans so it's easier for them, as a, again, being a one piece of the puzzle that they do up there.
Yeah, because, I mean, we know getting those services through the VA, things like that, it's always changing as far as how you get that, if you get a voucher to go to an eye doctor or if you have to do something else and then wait by the mail. So this is really a great option to bring the services much more user-friendly to our veteran community.
Sure, most definitely. You know, it's still I wish it was an easier process, but like I said, as far as a veteran, they still can be seen outside the VA hospital in the state of Colorado for eye exams, just a regular, normal, comprehensive annual eye exam and glasses. But of course, if we see anything out of the norm, we'll send them to the VA to see an ophthalmologist if there's issues where they need cataract surgery or anything further than that.
And of course, this is another great way too, if maybe veterans are seeing, you know, no pun intended, coming to see get their optometry work done. This is another way to also introduce them to everything else that Mount Carmel has to offer, another barrier of entry, if you will, bringing people in.
100%. Yeah. And so, you know, the biggest thing I found with this is that a lot of veterans, I shouldn't say a lot, but most of them, they don't know about a lot of their benefits. You know, with optometry, for instance, you need to be 10%, at least 10% service connected from there on. A lot of the services, you have to be 50, 60, 70, whatever may be in order to qualify. This one, you just have to be registered with the VA in the state of Colorado. You have to be 10% service connected. In fact, you can even not be 10% service connected, but they may send you a $50 copay type thing that you get in the mail that some of our clients will get. But them not knowing about this. So they come to Mount Carmel for other services. And again, they see that we have optometry. They start looking into it. We get them in, or vice versa. They come into us. We do some advertising. They see us, you know, for the optometry portion. They come in. They don't realize that Mount Carmel has behavioral health or other things that exist, other pieces of the puzzle that we come together to bring these veterans, these services that they didn't know they had or available to them. From what their just typical benefit understandings have been in the past.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a great service. And as you'd mentioned, you've been partnering with Mount Carmel for 2 years now. And let's talk about just how impactful the past 2 years have been, really diving into that partnership with Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center.
It's been great. You know, as far as for myself, I've been in Colorado Springs my whole life. So I've been here. I'm a native of Colorado Springs. I am not a veteran by any chance, but a lot of friends and family that are. And so to be able to come in and service these vets has been an amazing thing for the last 2 years. I want to say we probably serviced close to 5,000 vets throughout the Springs area over the last 2 years. Them coming in back and forth for whether it be comprehensive emergency visits or just even glasses, folks walking in. But the partnership with Mount Carmel has been a great one. Just again, being able to bring another, as I said earlier, that piece of the puzzle that kind of brings people in. And so it's a one-stop shop type feel, where if they can't get into the VA because it's, you know, 30 days out or whatever, maybe they have another place they can go.
Exactly. And as you mentioned, you've serviced nearly 5,000 veterans, probably over at this point. And what are you hearing from veterans who come into you and having that other option besides the traditional VA option?
Sure. You know, and so I'll kind of explain real quick. The veteran used to get a $325 voucher towards a pair of glasses. Unfortunately, that has changed this year. February 1st of this year, they went to a national contract. And so now when the veteran comes in, they have to pick from a kit. And this kit, they have to pick the frame, and then they get the lenses. Everything's still covered for them. But the old way that, you know, the niche that I had for the vet when they came in is they had the 325. If they went over that 325, let's say they pick a nice Oakley frame, they get digital progressive lenses, they do transitions, anti-reflective, $700, $800. I wrote that overage off, and they still paid nothing. So they were getting premium product at no cost.
And that's an amazing option and definitely a great service to our veterans, not only what you are doing, but now in this new factor, we know the regulations, everything changes so frequently, but having somebody who's there in person, able to help navigate through this process as well, just as important as getting those Oakleys at a discounted rate.
Sure. And so my biggest thing is we're talking to veterans as they come in, we say, hey, listen, you know, the VA has moved to this new program, to the kit, which I'm not a fan of. We're trying to work with, you know, some like Doug Lamborn, some people in the state to try to see if there's any way that we can maybe in the future do something different. Because the thing that we're running into that I'm finding with a lot of veterans as far as complaints go is it's taking anywhere from 5 to 10 weeks to get their glasses. When they came through us originally, when we were able to do the frame and lenses through our own private lab, we'd have it back 2 weeks or less.
Yeah, that's crazy seeing this, but, you know, it's great having people here advocating for these services, advocating for the veteran and helping to navigate through these processes. And you've also are expanding the options as well, because you've got another ability to help serve even more people through your I Love program.
Exactly. And so basically what we're looking at right now is, you know, you have the veteran that comes in, so we can service the vet that comes in, they have their VA benefit, but the VA will not actually, there's no benefit for the spouse or the children. So you get a lot of vets that might serve, you know, their 4 years, 10 years, 15 years, whatever it may be, 20 years. But usually the ones that, you know, just served several years, they get out. They're not making, not all of them, but some of them are, you know, maybe on Medicaid, for instance, the family is. So the veteran is able to get his VA benefit. But about his wife and his children, I want it to be a one-stop shop where they can come in. So now we service or we take Medicaid. We take TRICARE, we take other insurances, you know, that they can come in so that the family doesn't have to just have the veteran be seen there and then the family has to go somewhere else.
Yeah, it's a great one-stop option. And again, mm-hmm. keep the whole family going to one location and not have to drive to three different places to service three different people for the same goal.
Correct, yeah. And so we originally started at Mount Carmel, like I told you, 2 years mm-hmm. ago, and we've grown. And so now we have a location in the Volunteers of America building in downtown Denver. So that is their veteran building that they service their vets with. Of course, it's been a little weird for me because, you know, we got in there February of last year, and of course March everything shut down, and so we haven't really seen the influx of veterans that we'd like up there just because, of course, that's anywhere.
Yeah.
And then we're also just partnered with Peak Vista here in town in Colorado Springs, and so we're going to be servicing their patients over there, which again they still have quite a bit of veterans that come through their door that we'll be able to service not only the vet but also their family. So we'll have a location in the 350 International Circle location over there. And then we also just partner with the Boys and Girls Club, which is another program. But.
Yeah. And it all brings back the idea of helping to connect those veterans, everyone with the services that they may not know as well. And you've also got a new location as well at Mount Carmel, continuing to expand your operation there.
Yep, exactly. So we're moving. And originally we were in the back of Mount Carmel. We were kind of just in the back corner, and we started with a tiny little, I call it a locker. And then we kind of started growing, mm-hmm. and Bob and them started giving us more space, and we've grown. And so now Jay is like, hey, I want you guys out front. So now we're going to be moving our actual optical space where, you know, once you're finished with the exam, you come out, you pick out your glasses. We're actually putting in a full optical up front when you walk into Mount Carmel to the right, which have nice frame boards. We're going to have a selection of, you know, over 250 frames plus. Again, so we're going to have the covered stuff. If they want to come in, they want to pick from the cover. But if not, we're going to have the Oakley Ray-Ban, other premium product available and at the best rate that you're going to find in town as far as that goes, or even online.
Exactly. It is great. Again, that full-service eye clinic right at Mount Carmel Veteran Service. So really one-stop shop. You're not going to have to go see you, then go see someone else to look at frames, to look at the kit, go somewhere else, and then sit and wait. You've got really everything taken care of in one location.
Exactly. And so I say this to any veteran that's out there, you know, I mean, we'd love for you to come to us. But again, I just want you to know about that there's a service out there that you can get. So the best way to go about if you're interested in getting an exam, you have to do, it's kind of a process. Like I said, you have to call the VA, they're the Community Care Network, mm-hmm. and that number is 720-857-5000. 5988. Again, 720-857-5988. Hit option one, but then just tell them, hey, I want to get my eye exam. They'll walk you through the process, get you all set up. And then what happens is normally they get all your information, they send it off, and then you get a phone call back within a few days from the VA, and they say, hey, where do you want to go? And from there, you can either say, hey, I want to see Veteran Optometry Partners, or they'll put you someone that's closest to your house and go from there. But that's kind of that process. But just the biggest thing is getting the word out there for a lot of these veterans that are paying $500-$600 for their glasses when they've earned through their services that they can get a pair of glasses every year, every 12 months at no cost.
Yeah, it's such a great way. Again, you mentioned that just has to have a 10% service-connected disability, and then it's covered every 12 months.
And even if not, I always tell people this, even if you don't have anything, still call that number and talk to them and see. Because I've seen people that didn't have any service connection, and they got their exam and everything covered. So I always say call that 720 number, talk to the VA. As long as you're registered with the VA in Colorado, we can do that for you.
Well, Keegan Meyer, the president of the Veteran Optometry Partners of America and I Love Care, Inc., thank you so much for everything you do. If anyone wants some more information about maybe starting that process, get some more information, navigating, looking at what options might be out there, or time to get that annual exam, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
So, you know, I always say the best way, I mean, you're welcome to go to our website. It's VOPA.org, VOPA.org, or again, VOPA.org. But I always say call us because it's always nice to talk to somebody. You got these questions that you may not be able to find on the website or other questions that you have. Our phone number is going to be 719-596-2020. Again, 719-596-2020. And we're there Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And some will be able to take your questions.
Well, again, thank you so much for everything you do, for helping to give back and serve our veteran community and those who have served here across Southern Colorado.
Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate you having me on.
Well, that does it for the Veterans Voice podcast. The Veterans Voice podcast is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. You can get more information about their ongoing efforts at veteranscenter.org or by giving them a call at 719-772-7000. Mount Carmel is a nonprofit organization focused on the military veterans and their families, providing services for any veteran in their family of any area, regardless of discharge status. Those services include transition and employment, behavioral health and wellness, veteran and family resources, and so much more. The podcast also presented by USAA. USAA is hiring. If you'd like to join that great team, just head on over to usaajobs.com. You've been listening to the Veterans Voice podcast, again, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center presented by USAA. The Veterans Voice publishes on the second and fourth Saturday of each month at 0800 at krdo.com and wherever you get your podcasts.